My son Hunter star Lawrence Fox on Bannon's War Room. It's absolutely appalling that this drug addict is on a plane with his father selling America's future to the Chinese. By David Ng on September 24, 2022. Lawrence Fox, the star of the movie My Son Hunter, has blasted the character he plays, first son Hunter Biden, for his appalling behavior that included peddling his father's influence in order to score lucrative business in countries hostile to the U.S. in an interview on Steve Bannon's popular War Room podcast this week. Lawrence Fox took Hunter Biden to task for his frequently reckless behavior. It's absolutely appalling that this drug addict is on a plane with his father going and selling America's future to the Chinese, the British actor said. Once you look at the way that the world has developed since then, and this sort of encroachment of this Chinese model, this social credit model, which we're witnessing, you start to think, how much has this family actually done via this very, very wild man, who is obviously very bright and very intelligent, but does he have America's best interest at heart? I don't think he does. He added, if this was Britain, this guy would have been dragged through the coals. So it's a really worrying time for the West. Fox said he nonetheless tried not to judge Hunter Biden while playing him. I tried to make him a human being, to humanize him, but at the same time show what horrendous, horrendous things he's done for the well-being and prosperity of the United States. My son Hunter dramatizes several of Hunter Biden's actual foreign business deals, including a $5 million agreement with his Chinese business associate Patrick Ho, whom he referred to as the fucking spy chief of China in a recording on his laptop. Hunter also struck a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China, a mere 12 days after he visited China with his father, who was vice president at the time. He also formed a partnership with a Chinese military link company. These and other real-life corruption scandals were included in an extensive series of articles at Breitbart highlighting the facts behind the film. Though the film is a dramatization, My Son Hunter is based on solid reporting of the Biden family corruption taken from the public record. The film's screenwriter Brian Godwa stressed this fact in an interview with the UK Daily Mail. I drew dialogue from actual incidents or documents, transcripts or emails reported in the media as the base language of Hunter and Joe's characters, many of them actual quoted lines, Godwa said. And many of them were taken from Hunter's actual emails from his laptop. I drew from Hunter's eulogy for his brother Beau for his own description of his relationship in the movie. Investigative author Peter Schweitzer, whose best-selling books were the first to report on the Biden family corruption, also attested to the film's authenticity and its damning indictment of the Biden family corruption, as Breitbart reported. During a panel discussion about the film on Truth Social, Schweitzer called My Son Hunter a shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh, Schweitzer said. In fact, Schweitzer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. It's such an unbelievable story in a way, Schweitzer said. I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter, and you went to producers in LA and you said, hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be about the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened. During his recent interview with CBS 60 Minutes, President Biden waved off any concerns about corruption. There's not a single thing that I've observed at all that would affect me or the United States relative to my son Hunter, Biden said. During the interview, Steve Bannon, who is former Trump White House chief strategist, praised My Son Hunter as a must-see movie. Absolutely brilliant film. Everybody's got to watch this, Bannon said. Let's say this. You'll watch it multiple times, Bannon added of My Son Hunter, which is available now for streaming and downloading. It's that good and that kind of mesmerizing. And the reason is that it's not totally linear, and it's not quite paint by numbers. And that's why I think it's so deep. Bannon, an accomplished documentary filmmaker himself, also praised My Son Hunter director Robert Davi, calling the iconic actor, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, a national asset who is not used enough. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was brought to the screen by producers Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers. McAleer and McElhinney's unreported story society crowdfunded the film's $2.3 million budget from 30,000 donors, a fact which McAleer said proves the public's desire to see this story told. The film stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. My Son Hunter is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Watch the trailer. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.